Today's episode is brought to you by Harry's. To get your free trial set of quality men's shaving products, go to harrys.com/cag right now. That's harrys.com/cag. Gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 507. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who's more Doomfoot than Doomfist, Wombat.
That's clever, because I have a bad foot.
Right.
I get it.
It was a joke that only one person would get.
Shipwreck would get it.
Two people would get it.
About my foot. Mm-hmm. I have a really bad foot.
What does that mean? Explain. Because I know one thing that our listeners love to do is to diagnose all of our medical problems.
Yeah. No. So about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with arthritis in my left foot. And it came, it was awful when I had it 3 years ago, but it basically came and went. And I hadn't had any issues with my foot at all until Sunday night. But it wasn't the same spot that I had the arthritis diagnosed in. It was a separate, the other side of the same foot. So that's kind of weird. So I had to go to multiple doctors this week to try to figure out what the hell is going on with the pain in my foot. So I can tell you it's not broken.
What do they say?
They said that I took more blood tests today, and they'll let me know on Monday.
I think that the CAGs will have this diagnosed before you get your blood test results.
The good news is that I can walk again, and it's been about 3 days. So,
wow, that sucks, dude.
Yeah. So it's good to be able to walk again, and I'm very happy about that.
Did they give you any?
It's really weird.
Do they give you any good drugs at least?
No, they gave me it's basically just a really powerful anti-inflammatory for arthritis.
OxyContin for feet.
Yeah, exactly. It's you know, there's a good chance that that's all that it is, which if that's what it is, that's what it is, but who knows. We'll find out together. Or I'll be dead by this time next year. It's one or the other. I don't think there's an in-between. Yeah. So,
Shipwreck, is that a fatal disease, foot arthritis?
Doesn't sound great.
Right.
But
I don't think it's going to kill you. Unless you're being chased by like a tiger or something and you can't get away because of the foot arthritis.
Yeah.
Then it could kill
you. But it's, you know, it's picture like you get your back pain that debilitates you.
Yes.
I have a foot pain.
This could be like a similar thing. This could be TMS, just manifesting itself in your foot.
Maybe it is. Maybe that would be great. It very well could be stress related. I had a very stressful June.
Interesting.
We talked about on the show. So
right,
who knows?
Even July.
So
it takes a little while to kick in. It's you know it had to travel from his brain to his foot. So that's like
right. It takes about a month to travel there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to read Dr. John Sarno, I think, and you'll have no ailments whatsoever.
Excellent. I can't wait.
I don't think you're going to do that, though.
I am not going to do that. That's okay.
Unless the blood test comes back negative, and then you're all out of options at that point.
Well, the first round of tests they did came back negative. That's why I had to do more. Yeah.
TMS.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Basically, it just felt like my left foot was... It felt like someone took a hammer to my foot and pounded it.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, in case you were wondering.
Do you have to wear one of those, like, puffy shoes?
No, I just wore a regular shoe, and I had to go to the dentist and get work done. So I was, like, in the dentist chair, limping into the dentist chair.
Oh, poor Wanda.
I'll tell you what, though. If you're going to get, like, dental work done, My dentist has a TV that's like a pull down TV, so it just it's like right over your face when you're there, and he puts on the noise canceling Bose headphones.
That's cool.
And it is fairly simple, you know, to put a TV and the headphones on, and he has Netflix. And he's like, "What do you want to watch?" And I watched Doctor Strange.
Oh.
While on Novocaine and nitrous oxide.
Wow. You're going to be on nitrous oxide?
Yeah, the gas.
Jesus, you must have had some serious work done.
Isn't it nitrous? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, right? some shit.
Yeah.
I don't think they still use that anymore.
You have to ask for it, and I always ask for it because it's awesome.
Right.
I got to get my kick somewhere. And I was in foot pain. I'm like, this will help everything.
Right.
So I was basically high and watching Doctor Strange. I could have sat in the chair for like 3 hours.
Well, you don't get to finish the movie. That kind of sucks, probably.
No, you kind of get like halfway through. Right. And then it's like, all right, we're done.
You're like, dude, I know you're done, but can you give me another hit of nitrous and let me just finish this movie?
The last time I was there getting it, and I had to get a cavity filled also. My wife was there, had the appointment after me, so she was getting her cavity filled as well. Right. She only had one. She's not as bad as I am. And I was watching, I'm trying to remember, I was watching Hot Fuzz. That's what I watched in the chair. And the dentist was like, your wife's next. She's going to be in the other room, so we're not going to be using this room. If you just want to like lay here and finish the movie, it's cool with us.
Shit, that's a good dentist.
He's a cool guy. Huh. He's cooler than I am.
Wow. That's a lot to take in there.
It is a lot to take in there. I know. I talk too much already.
Right. Well, we have more important things to get to, such as our new campaign to get Shipwreck into NBA playgrounds that I just decided to start today or yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw that Hip Hop Gamer got into NBA playgrounds, which is, you know, it's like the NBA Jam game that came out this year, the spiritual successor.
Yeah,
it's a game.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. And they've been updating it too. I saw there was a big update recently for it.
There could be a bigger update though.
Right. If they had Shipwreck in it, that would really be the biggest update. And Shipwreck's actually good at basketball. So I feel like that's a no-brainer. And also he's got a unique look. He's got the beard and the red hair and the white guy-ness. I feel like these are a lot of things that are going for you. So we got to
sure.
So how do we make
that's
this?
That's what
happen?
I got going on in my life. So
that's you. His foot works properly. I mean, these are all good qualities in a fictional basketball player. So
I had conversations today.
Oh, about making this happen?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Are we looking good? Are we looking like it might happen? What do we need to do to move things along?
It's early.
Okay.
But I think we just have to stick with it.
Okay.
I need to get some more info, but we'll try to make it happen.
Right. If you think it's a good idea, you can, well, maybe, I don't know, you probably shouldn't harass the guys on Twitter, but.
No, I'm not going to go harass the guys.
Not you, I meant our listeners.
No, Wombat, don't do that.
Okay.
I meant, like, should we have our listeners tweet at the NBA Playgrounds Twitter account? To request Shipwreck being in the, it's probably not necessary.
It's probably not. Yeah, right. They know. We already have a behind the scenes.
We have a backdoor connection,
right?
Like Russia.
We have a backdoor man.
Right. Okay. Good. The wheels are in motion. I needed that update. Fantastic. Then, how about some show feedback?
What about More Thug Life? I put out my basement video.
Oh well, why don't you write it on the outline? What am I, a mind reader?
Because I forgot to put on the outline, and I was looking at where I was sitting at, and I went, oh, yeah.
See, I'm not looking at that, at either of those things.
Right.
You did it, Chip.
I did. I recorded it twice. The first time, it did not – something went wrong. And so I lost like 20 minutes of me walking around my basement. Very, very strenuous.
Right. And talking.
Yeah, and talking. And yeah, the second time it worked fine. I just did it on YouTube Live. It's up on YouTube now.
If you Google Shipwreck's Basement Tour, you will find it.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the easiest way.
It's a monkey off my back because I had said I was going to do it, and people were constantly reminding me that I had not done it.
What happened to the monkey?
He's now not on the back anymore. He's just hanging out on the couch watching.
He gets relaxed now, too.
I got nervous for a second.
Are you still on that nitrous or what?
I wish.
Mrs. Cheapy and I watched you broadcast that live from our couch. And Mrs. Cheapy said, wow, I would say about half a dozen times at least during the, I don't know, just there's a lot.
Wow, this is super nerdy.
Yeah, there's a lot to take in there. And I mean, she was impressed with all the technical achievements, you know, hooking up all the consoles and the big screen and everything. But it really goes well beyond that when you see all the games and all the figures and all the other nerdy stuff that's present there. And it's also very funny to have watched Shipwreck apologize for things being messy when it's like, you know, there's like one wire out of place somewhere.
Yeah, it's the cleanest basement I've ever seen.
Right. It's pretty amazing. It's definitely worth your time to check it out. So if you Google Shipwreck's basement tour, you will find and enjoy that video.
Except for that one guy who didn't enjoy it.
You got one thumbs down on that?
I got one thumbs down. I'll try to do better walking around my basement next time.
You still have one. I just checked.
Oh, you know what we should also mention, because I don't think you put it on the outline, what is that today is the 1 year anniversary of me being the spotlight gamer on Xbox.
Not the 1 year.
YouTube videos.
The 1 year anniversary?
I'm sorry, 9 year anniversary. I said one. 8 year anniversary.
Nitrous.
Yep. On this day in 2009, I was the spotlight gamer.
And hilarity ensued.
Hilarity ensued. That was one of our finest moments.
That was when Wombat got all these private messages sent to him by Xbox Live users telling him that he sucked and trash from the trash can, I think. And then we played it on the show, and then people from Microsoft contacted us to, like, damage control, I guess. Even though, like, I don't know, it wasn't like a huge deal. It's not like they like threatened to kill you or anything. But it was a little off-putting for sure. And then didn't we have
I bet Nintendo listened to that episode and said, we're never gonna let this happen.
Right.
We're gonna base all of our online around this specific
scenario
so it can't happen.
People yelling at each other. I will, I'll stick it on the end of the show, some of the highlights from that moment. So if you're not familiar with it, you won't have to seek it out. You just have to make it to the end of the show. Didn't we have like Stephen Toulouse as a guest on?
Yep,
he
was on the show.
We got like strong-armed into putting him on the show. Something like that. Not really strong-armed, because I could have just said no, but wanted to help people out, I guess. Anyway, I think now it's time for show feedback. Is it not?
Sure. Choo Choo Charlie has to say, the Dreamcade replay is only possible at $99 if Microsoft continues its reduced Windows 10 licensing fee for low-end CPUs. If Microsoft disapproves of this device, then Dreamcade will either have to switch to Linux or raise the price to make any profit. This all sounded like gibberish to me, so I wanted Shipwreck to tell me what am I supposed to say about this.
Okay. It's running Windows 10. This is the Dreamcade Replay, is the little emulation box. It's basically just, it's a PC that has a front end on it that runs the arcade games. But it's running Windows 10 in the background, so you have to license that from Microsoft. And apparently there's a program where you get this reduced licensing fee if your computer, it like falls into these certain categories. Like the more baseline PCs, low end, but like stuff that you'd hook up to your TV stuff. I sure a lot of their ability to price this thing is based upon their licensing deals, because they're licensing that, they're licensing some games to put on there. Sorry about that. They're probably licensing some of the emulation stuff on the back end, I know it's a lot of that stuff is open source, but if you're selling it, I think somehow licensing comes into play somehow. But the beauty of it is that if it's $99 on Kickstarter, I'm pretty sure they're going to deliver it for $99. And I'm not a big Kickstarter guy, but this being from a company that has been out there for a while, like they've been making those home arcade machines for, I think it's close to 15 years now. Wow. So
they know
it's
how
not
to ship
like,
stuff.
Yeah, they know how to ship a product. And if they have to take a hit on something, they're just dealing with them. They're the kind of people that would do that for the Kickstarter. Now, after Kickstarter, like all bets are off then, because then you got to price it to make a profit.
I wonder if I could hook this up to my arcade cabinet, take out the Raspberry Pi, and put this thing in.
Sure. I think this thing is a really good deal at $99. I mean, it's got a Windows 10 PC back there. I mean, it's not a super powerful one, but it's going to have Steam integration. So you could run some Steam games direct off of it. If they get to like the $100,000 mark, which they're at about 75K right now with, I don't know, like 22 days to go or something like that. So it looks like they're going to make it to the 100K. Then they're doing enhanced Steam stuff. So they're going to do like the right from their front end menu, you'll be able to just do the Steam in home streaming and do like a Steam direct from the menu into a Steam storefront.
And the UI for the arcade games, like the, you know, selecting the various games, it's all custom, right? That's there.
Yeah, it's all custom, and there's going to be a bunch of different themes you can do, because every $10,000 they're adding a new theme to it. But
maybe I need to buy one and think about swapping out my Pi for this thing.
Yeah, and the nice thing is like, The advantage this has over the Pi is it's there's a lot of them. It's more powerful. It's easier to load games on because of the front end. It's going to be more compatible with all kinds of different things just because it's a Windows 10 product. Like you're going to have an easier time hooking in controllers and everything.
I hope these people send you like a basket of flowers after the show.
I get nothing out of this. Like they sent me the demo unit, and I paid the $99 and $17 for shipping or whatever it is, but I just think it's a really good deal.
That's good. Maybe they'll come to my house and hook it into my arcade cabinet.
It can't be that hard. It's just HDMI, right?
It's got like regular joysticks though. I gotta like somehow hook it into like these arcade joysticks. How does that work?
Is it USB though?
I bet
it's USB.
I've got no idea.
I open that sucker up, and if it's USB, I bet you could just plug it in and it'll work in this thing.
That would be awesome, because my thing doesn't have any online connectivity or anything. It's just pretty basic, that Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, so I'm messing around right now with installing. Like, it didn't come with a TurboGrafx emulator on the unit that I have. I don't know what all emulators they're going to ship with preloaded, but you can add other ones to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm messing around with figuring out that they sent me instructions on how to do it, but it's not as simple as like just picking from the menu. Currently you have to go into Windows 10 and install it, basically. Still not difficult,
right?
But
Fine, I'll buy it.
And Wombat, I mean, you could have a little Steam machine here, Wombat.
Hooray.
But what's he going to play on that, realistically?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Me neither. I don't know what I would play on it. I hate games. I suck at games. I'm like trash in the garbage can.
All right. What else we got here in show feedback?
I think we're good on show feedback.
Okay. Fine.
There was only 8 comments. You guys suck. Can I say that? How about that?
We need more comments. Wombat gets very defeated if he does not see a lot of comments in the CADcast.
There was 7, because one of them is you posting in the thread.
Right. That doesn't count. What's up with that? People just do it on Twitter now. Twitter is taking over everything. All right, let's do some watch this bitches then. I saw a movie in the movie theater, and it's called The Big Sick. That's Kumail Nanjiani's movie. Did I say that right?
You did.
Thank you. It was very fantastic, I have to say. It's very funny. It's very heartwarming and sweet.
Did you see it in 4DX?
I did not know. I don't think you want to see this one in 4DX. I think just like in a normal theater is pretty good. I saw it with my wife and a friend of mine who was visiting from out of town. And Ty was at Grandma and Grandpa. So finally, I was able to get out and see this movie. It's funny. You will laugh a lot. The theater, everybody was laughing throughout the movie. It's definitely one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long while.
Since Pixels.
But it's also...
that's just for the posters. Funniest movie I've seen since Pixels.
Right. The spiritual successor to Pixels.
That's the next thing we're going to talk about.
Right.
I would say that I didn't cry during the movie, but certainly I had tears in my eyes throughout the movie. I would say in the realm of Beauty and the Beast, I would say. I mean, people asked on Twitter like how many teardrops I would give it. I would say I produced a similar amount of water that I produced when I watched Beauty and the Beast.
So you pissed yourself.
I did not piss myself out of my eye holes. So I would highly recommend The Big Sick. It's a great date movie for sure, but it's just a great movie. I mean, usually when you see these types of like romantic comedies, rom-coms, I think they're called, they come across as very fake. That people don't really talk that way, and even if there are jokes in them, they're very forced and more silly than funny. Like kind of like gross out or, I don't know, just not clever. But this movie is very genuine in its humor. And I don't know, my friend was laughing so loud during the movie that I was actually embarrassed in the theater. Because, you know, like he would keep laughing after everybody else stopped laughing. And he had a very unique sounding laugh. And I really wanted to pretend that I wasn't with him. But I guess I couldn't. Anyway, that's The Big Sick. You should all go see it. It's really good. Even my parents enjoyed it. What else? Oh, the trailer for Ready Player One came out, which I know everybody is very excited about. Shipwreck saw some things that
I recognize things.
I know nothing about Ready Player One. I did watch the trailer, so I now know, I guess, the basics. I don't know. Uh-huh. So I feel very cold because it seems as though there's a large group of people that hate everything that has to do with this, which I didn't know about. I didn't know that there was like...
Yeah, the hate wasn't there before because I don't know. It wasn't in front of the mainstream, I don't think.
I'd say 95% of the people or higher who have read the book and have said something to me about the book were super duper positive about it.
Because all I saw on Twitter after the trailer was people like, people who like that trailer are the same kind of people who think that book is literature. I'm like, what does that mean?
I mean, I tried to read the book. Do you remember? Like a long time ago, I talked mm-hmm. about it. And I gave up very quickly because it felt like the trailer where the guy was just listing things from the 80s that I liked. And I was like,
that was a complaint about the book that people were saying is that it's just... Now, here's what I think why I will give the movie a chance. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the guy who directed it. His name is Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
And he's a film director who's made, you know, a lot of movies over the last, you know, 40 plus years. Right. And some of them have been very good.
And some of those were 30 years ago.
Some of them were 30 years ago. Some of them weren't that long ago. People liked that Bridge of Spies movie. The guy won an Oscar for it. He's still directing Oscar-winning movies. So he's got that going for him. I mean, he can't. I will say that Steven Spielberg has reached a place in the echelon of cinema where you have to at least give it a shot. You know, like wait for the movie to come out. I'm not saying it's going to be great, or mm-hmm. you know, I'm just saying I'm not going to prejudge what he's going to do with that material until he's actually finished doing something with that material and it's out there.
I can't believe he even understands that material.
Well, he created some of that material.
Yeah, created most of it.
I was like, he's pretty much been like there for all of it. The man was right, in the right. Blues Brothers. He was in the movie.
No, he's certainly a fine director.
Yes.
I'll probably hate watch this one like I did with Pixels.
Like, I mean, that's though. It's like, is it Pixels, but like with a real director or something? I don't know how this is going to work, but whatever. But
it, like, I don't know. I felt like Pixels at least had a pretty straightforward vision.
You know, the other thing, though, the other thing that people keep bringing up, though, is, you know, right. that I've seen from people is Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And that it may be more like Who Framed Roger Rabbit than Pixels. Steven Spielberg produced Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
But that even, like, after a while, it's just the characters that are in Roger Rabbit. Like, there's some scenes with other stuff, but
yeah, but that scene where Donald thing. Duck and Daffy Duck are playing dueling pianos,
sure,
is really good. And when Eddie Valiant's falling down the building and there's Mickey Mouse and Donald and Bugs Bunny, I mean, it's all the same. That's the same thing.
This seems like so much, though.
Well,
I definitely rolled my eyes as soon as, like, right at the beginning of the trailer and Iron Giant's walking around.
No, I'm not saying and it's I'm not. Like, I'm not saying.
I clapped.
Right.
I clapped when I saw Iron Giant.
I'm not saying it's not going to be terrible. I'm just saying I'm going to at least give it the shot to not be terrible before it comes out.
Did you see that Spielberg actually said that he wants people to sort of like clap and shout out in the theater when they recognize all the stuff?
I know that, right? Is that what he wants to show?
Yeah, something like that. It was. I forgot. I couldn't find the exact quote.
I think I think that was him. I don't think he literally wants us to do that. Just in our heads.
I saw
maybe.
Darth Vader. He had a red lightsaber.
Yeah.
It was a Back to the Future car. Anyway, mm-hmm. It could be very good. Who knows?
Who knows? I'm just saying, we don't know yet. I was going to ask you, Cheapy, what you think about the Flash movie being a Flashpoint movie.
Wait, what? There's a Flash movie?
Yeah, they're making a Flash movie with the movie Flash.
Okay.
And it's called Flashpoint. That's all we know about it.
That should be great. I mean, I've watched Flashpoint Paradox a few times, and I enjoy that movie. Is he like a boy in the movie? Because he looks, I saw him in the costume in a still image, and he looks very young.
He's young, yeah.
Okay, because I showed it to Ty, and he was like,
they went young, so they had no chance of facial hair on him.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that didn't have to deal with that again.
Like Captain America now. Do you see pictures of Chris Evans in the Captain America costume with the big bushy beard?
Mm-hmm.
It's what a man looks like with a shield. Bushy beard.
Wait, so this whole thing with Superman with a mustache, like, what is that?
He's making another movie right now, and in that movie that he's making, he needs to have a mustache, and they needed him for reshoots for Batman Superman, and contractually the Mission Impossible people, that's who he's making a movie with now, could just say no. But instead of saying no, they're like, fine, he can do it, but he can't get rid of this mustache because he needs it for this movie. So they're having him shoot his scenes with the mustache, and they're going to have to remove it digitally in post.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was a joke or what was going on. I just saw pictures of Superman.
I feel like those movies are the level of quality that he could just have a mustache in some scenes.
Right. Nobody would really.
Right.
It's a Flashpoint Superman.
It's Superman. He grows a mustache and he takes it away as he sees fit.
Because he's Superman.
Right.
Men grow mustaches.
Like 5 seconds.
Yeah. He could grow. He just has to think about growing a mustache. Poof.
Wow. How do you think he would shave that mustache, Wombat, if he had to shave it?
He uses his heat vision into a mirror and it bounces back, and that's how he shaves his face. Everyone knows that.
Let me ask you that question in a slightly different way.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. I didn't know we were up to that.
Well, it was a natural segue until you dropped the ball.
Yeah. Or.
Yes.
He could use a Harry's razor because it's just as good as heat vision.
It is. That's what it says on the box.
Just as good as heat vision.
Mm-hmm.
Harry's.
Right. So Harry's, yes, of course. Everybody loves Harry's because it's half the price of a razor blade that you would find at a store, but it's just as good, if not better. In fact, excuse me, I'm all choked up about Harry's.
I was gonna say, you're very emotional about Harry's. I'm just wild about Harry's.
I just swallowed a razor blade. No, of course, you know, over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's, and that's because Jeff and Andy, the founders of Harry's, were sick and tired of paying too much for razor blades, and they started their own company. They got their own factory in Germany, which everybody knows is the capital of shaving. Not sure that everybody knows that, actually. But they are now making high-quality razor blades in Germany, and that they could sell to you at half the price because they're selling direct to you, and they pass on the savings to you. I know that I love using Harry's razors to shave. It's very sharp and does not cut my skin. And I also love their shaving gel and post-shave balm, which are two high-quality, what do you call those, accoutrements, shaving accoutrements?
Sure.
I don't know. It sounds pretty fancy.
It does to me.
I think that's what they call it in Germany. That might be a different language, actually. So I think what you should do right now is go to harrys.com/cag, and you will get a free trial offer. You'll get a free trial set. That includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip, and a trimmer blade for getting
what
those.
Kind of strip?
A lubricating strip.
Okay.
Lubricating.
Mm-hmm.
And the trimmer blade so you can get underneath your nose and other hard to reach places, which I will leave to your imagination. It also comes with rich lathering shave gel, which is currently in my shower right now. It's fantastic.
Not leaving anything in the imagination.
Yes. I just also, never mind. It also comes with a travel blade cover. I didn't know where I was going with that. But I know that we all use Harry's and we all love it. And you guys should give it a shot because you get that free trial shave set. Just go to harrys.com/cag right now. That's harrys.com/cag, the official razor blade of Superman. Not the official razor blade of Superman. All right. How about some CAG shopping news? How about that?
Great.
I wanted to mention that we had a few different giveaways going on right now. We have a couple of different code giveaways. If you go to the front page of cheapassgamer.com, and scroll down to the bottom, you'll see there's a link there called giveaways. And then you can find these easily. We're giving away some supplies for the game Gigantic. Perhaps you've heard of it for the Xbox and PC. It's an airship supplies something or other that you can get. I think that's what the official name of it. So you can grab a code for that if you're a registered CAG. Also, we are giving away codes for the Dreadnought closed beta for PS4. And that's also, just get that from the giveaway link. We're also having a contest for G Fuel, which is an energy drink that is the official energy drink of esports. I don't know if you're aware of that, Wombat.
I did not know that.
If you think that I am particularly high energy tonight, that is probably because I've been drinking G Fuel tonight. So if you want to enter that contest, we're giving away a year's supply of G Fuel and a bunch of other things. You can just, what's the best way to find it? Just go to Google CAG G Fuel giveaway. That's probably the fastest way of finding that. You just have to enter via Twitter, but you'll find all the information if you Google CAG G Fuel giveaway. So yeah, free stuff. Everybody likes that. We got some comments from CAGs related to shopping news. Paranerd writes in and asks, how do you guys feel about ThinkGeek bundling NES classics with stuff no one wants?
I think it's amazing that they held on to those NES classics in the storeroom somewhere until now and said, let's bundle it with this shit that no one wants.
Because that's what had to happen, right? I mean, yeah.
There was a box of them that they found. Something happened.
Something happened where someone stumbled across a handful of NES classics and was like, what do we do with these? And at first, their first thought was probably, let's steal them and sell them on eBay. And then they're like, it's not worth it because we need to keep our jobs. And they said, oh, how about we throw in a Mega Man mini helmet because no one wants that junk.
And I like to think, the scenario was they were clearing out boxes of all this other junk.
Yes, it was like, the two guys from the Dire Straits video.
And they were moving these boxes.
Uh-huh.
And then when they were like, what are we going to do with all this stuff?
They had to move those refrigerators. They had to move those colored TVs.
The last box they got to was this box of NES classics.
One guy said, look at that. Look at that. NES minis? So
that's the way
thus the bundles
it.
Were born.
They're all sold out. I'm looking at them right now.
Of course they are. Yeah. They were selling cheaper than they were on eBay for just the NES alone.
You get your bundles for nothing and your classics for free.
Well, they added
added
over $100 worth of stuff to these to the classics, basically. It's not for nothing. But they all sold out, so I don't know. I feel like they think they're kicking themselves now, thinking, oh, God, why did we only have these bundles start at $150? Oh, actually, the cheapest one was $140. Mm-hmm. They probably should have started them at $200 just to see like what kind of stuff.
Do you think they're kicking themselves about that, or do you think they're like, well, we know what we're doing with these SNES classics now?
Right. We're going to sell 1% of them at the retail price, and the rest will be sold.
Right. 1% to GameStop and 99% of them to ThinkGeek.
Yeah.
Because GameStop owns ThinkGeek now.
Yes.
So this was basically GameStop doing this.
Right.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, it's GameStop. Yes. I thought we all knew that.
Well, I know that we all know that, Wombat.
We know a lot of things.
Right.
I'm the smartest man in this room.
With the healthiest feet.
Exactly.
At CFresh2180 writes in and says, even though it was an error, do you think Walmart should still honor the SNES Classic pre-orders? Do you think Nintendo was pissed and made them cancel? I think that they have no idea how many they're getting, and they didn't mean to put the pre-orders live. And then they sold a lot of them, and they said, uh-oh. You don't know how many we're getting. Mm-hmm. Probably not that many.
That's probably what happened, yes.
I didn't really follow what was happening because I think I was doing something and they were all gone by then. But they were just the normal price, right?
I got one in. So, like, I got one in with, like, probably about 2 minutes in from when it was posted. Hmm. But then the pre-order stayed up for, like, I think close to 45 minutes. And I was just like, oh, this isn't a good sign. Walmart has no like real limits on what you can buy, I don't think.
Right. Right.
I only bought one because I think the fun of it is to just get one every time it's possible to get one. Rather than
it's like a scorecard, right? Just to see like how many you can get. How good are you at buying video games? Mm-hmm. Rare video games.
Right. But yeah, Walmart did not handle this fantastically. They tried, I guess they did it the best they could after the screw up, obviously. Like, things happen, it gets screwed up. That's just the way things go. But then they sent out the cancellation email, like explaining it, like the sorry or whatever. But then they sent out an email after that, like updating the pre-order date.
Right.
And you're like, oh, well, maybe I'm in the clear now.
So you're saying I got a chance.
Right. And then like 2 hours later, they canceled all the orders.
Perfect. Did they give out like credit or anything?
No, usually they do. But I think the number of these had to be so ridiculously high.
Because people are buying them just to resell also.
Oh, right. That's primarily. Mainly what it is. Especially if you don't have any kind of like limits on how many you can buy.
Oh, you could just, it wasn't even one per customer?
No, it was not one per customer. Oh, I don't know if there was a top end limit, but even if there was, you know, people were just creating more and more accounts and.
Right. Because free money.
As many as they could. Right. Exactly.
They're basically selling money is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about some new releases? We made it.
All right.
Yay.
We talked about Splatoon 2 and not playing it last week. Mm-hmm. I think we're continuing on that path currently.
Yes. I'm still disappointed that I'm not buying it.
Okay.
But I said maybe for his birthday. You can
Did
get
you
it.
Say, shut up, Doomfist, leave me alone?
Oh my God, dude. Fucking Doomfist all day. It's all he talks about, Doomfist. It's pretty scary.
I get it.
And now he's just punching me all the time. He's like, Doomfist, rocket punch. I'm like, dude, give it a rest.
I have Sabrina is hooked on Injustice 2. She just wants to play as Harley Quinn.
Right.
Punch Superman in the face.
So. Ty's completely forgotten about Injustice 2. He's just doom, straight up Doomfist now. All right, we're in new releases. So, yeah, I guess we could say that Doomfist came out for Overwatch now. We could cross that off the Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught discussion. I have not yet used Doomfist because, you know, what happens now is everybody races to grab Doomfist during the matches since you can only have one per side. And, yeah. So it's like a game within a game to see if you can choose Doomfist.
That's why this game is terrible.
Are people, but go ahead, like, go on. Are they following the Doomfist and then seeing when he dies and then immediately trying to die?
Well, no, it doesn't work that way.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay. No.
You stay as that character.
I watched Ty's stream a little bit of him playing Overwatch. Yeah. I'm still not hooked on watching people play Overwatch.
No, I guess. Well, yeah. Especially when he's playing. It's not
He was doing fine. He was he got objective A. He Did was he? Working on objective B.
I think watching you play Battlegrounds is more interesting than watching you play Overwatch.
Oh, that game is so funny to play.
That game is funny to watch. There's a little bit more tension there.
Oh man, it's so fun. I had the best time playing, even with with Ty sitting next to me.
I saw
with his little comments. Mm-hmm. Peanut gallery comments. Oh, it is so tense. It scares the shit out of me, like when somebody pops up and just starts shooting because the gunfire is so loud, because it's all, you know, it's there's a lot of downtime in that game.
There is. I noticed that too, but that's part of what makes it more interesting to watch in a weird way.
No, I get it. It's the most popular game on Twitch, like, because of that.
I watched you play it and I couldn't believe I was watching you play that game. So
yep. We'll be doing more of that. We'll be Ty and I. Ty watching me play Battlegrounds. That's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to enjoy it on the channel. Follow me on Twitch, Cheap Ass Gamer.
Can you spell it?
Cheap Ass Gamer. One
what
word.
What else has come out this week?
Yes,
Fortnite, the kind that you can buy, is out.
I'm just confused. Is this a free to play game or not?
It's going to be free to play next year.
In the future, it'll be free to play.
So right now, pay for it,
full price game, right?
So what do I get? Is I get like the Founders Pack or something if I'm paying for it now? Is that the story? I'm getting like extra loot.
Yes, and you get to play it for a year.
Is that what I'm
getting?
Or however
long?
You must be getting some goodies if you buy it now.
I hope so.
I think that's how it works. But people seem to like it. I think. Are there reviews for this game, or is it like it's still like early access? So it's not.
It's early access, but I mean, you can go to stores and buy it. That's
oh,
kinda
really?
Weird. Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah. There's the cheapest version, I guess, is it's $40 for the digital version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a $60 pack that gives you 8 rare heroes, 4 rare weapons, a rare trap, an exclusive founder's pistol. And then there's other packs all the way up to $150.
So I've watched a few videos on it. I guess you build forts, which, since it's in the title, and kill zombies and get loot. So it's sort of like Minecraft and what? Combined. I don't know. I did note, somebody did point out to me on Twitter that it's got cross-platform progression, basically. So if you're playing on PC or PS4, it's the same, you know, it's your same character and same progress. So that's a good feature. I like that. People seem to like watching this on Twitch as well. So maybe I'll get into this. It's another thing that I can watch me play and make comments.
I like the art style. It's very colorful.
Well, you know who to reach out to, so.
Wombat.
Not me. I did that again today. I'm so sorry about that, and then nothing. I'm like, well, that doesn't help me.
What, are you asked for codes today?
Uh-huh. Well, no, I was told I was getting them, and then I reminded the person that I was supposed mm-hmm. to get them. Mm-hmm. Not for me, but for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
When someone says they're going to give all of us codes, I'm like, oh, well, then I will follow up and see where those are. And we still don't have them.
Could also buy it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know.
Right.
Why buy something that someone is offering to give to you? It's not like I had to reach out.
Nothing's free in this world, Wombat. Even the free stuff is not free.
I never said that it was, you know, there's always something. That's why, you know, I had to sell my soul to get Injustice 2.
You did.
Mm-hmm. That's why my foot hurts.
You know what? It was the stress of...
Could be.
You twisted your values.
Uh-huh. And as my soul, they ripped it right out of my foot.
Yep. That's what
In
happened.
Case you didn't know, that's how you get a soul out of a body.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fairly S-O-L-E. Common knowledge.
S-O-S-O-L-E, right?
Yes, rubber soul.
Mm-hmm. Soul. Your foot soul.
I'm the tax man. What's next?
What about this Pyre game?
This is the new Supergiant game.
Yes. I know that you are interested in it, Chibi.
It's been getting great reviews. It's supposed to be a hybrid RPG and sort of sports game, even though it has, you know, it's a fantasy look to it. But people described it to me as sort of NBA Jam meets fantasy RPG. But then people were saying they didn't think I would like it, and it's not as good as their other games, but some of the reviews say it's their best game. So I don't know. But it's only $20, so it's not exactly a huge investment. But I don't know. I need people to tell me what to do, if I should buy it or not.
Go get it. Why not?
All right. The people have spoken.
Right. Mm. What also something that wasn't a huge investment for me is coming tomorrow. Hey, Pikmin for 3DS is coming. That's one of those games I pre-ordered for like $6 or whatever.
Nice.
That Amazon day.
Is that out this week?
Yeah.
It's out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Another Friday special.
It's amazing that Amazon is honoring the pre-orders on that stuff. Like, that's how far they did not want to lose face on Prime Amazon Day. Prime Day.
You would think that they would have canceled that like 3 days later, though.
Right. After the day was over.
Yeah. Like when everyone's already forgotten about Prime Day, that's when they're like, oh, by the way, you ain't getting this.
Right.
Right. You're not getting the pre-order ones. Like, that. They're just eating it pretty hard on that.
Yeah, because that's brand new. That was the only one I wanted, and I was too late.
Yeah, I ordered the golf game, Everybody's Golf. That was a cheap pre-order as well. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, enjoy that. I bought the Lego Worlds downloadable content yesterday. I know you're all jealous.
What is in that?
The moon.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's got the moon. It's classic 80s Lego space.
Okay. Spaceship.
Yeah, spaceship. It's a bunch of bennies in different colors. And spaceships, and like five different spaceships, and some space stations, and a new biome of moon, the new moon biome. So, why not? Elliot loves that game. I thought it would be a nice thing to get for us to do together.
How much did that run?
That was $4.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Not crazy expensive. So I didn't break the bank. I think there's one more DLC pack planned for that game, too.
I'm still playing through the normal content on it.
How do you like it?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It could use a little bit of Ready Player One.
Well, it has the Nexonite stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Elliot's like Lego du jour currently. So there's that too, so, which is a whole other thing. So
those are on clearance at Target.
Yes, I know. We got the big clearance one that they had. Not the big, big clearance one. There was like a medium clearance one. He got that with some of his birthday money. He still had birthday money left, so.
I picked up a Lego Batmobile. It was on clearance at Target.
Nice. Very nice.
I got nothing. What else we got this week?
I think that's probably it for this week. I mean, I'm not seeing anything else here. That's
super hot VR for PlayStation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I kind of skipped over that just because
we talked about that game before.
Did you guys play Super Hot?
Nope.
Just at E3. I really need to play it.
Shit, is that a good game?
Do I have it? I want to say somebody sent it to me.
I believe I bought it on Steam.
Okay.
I think that's where I played it.
I can get it that way then.
I think the VR version is a totally different game. Am I right about that?
I do not know.
You have that. You have PlayStation VR.
I do, but I don't have Super Hot. And I already finished, you know, the regular game. I'm just not 100% sure.
Well, it's two different games, though, right? Because you have this. There's the bundle that you can buy for $40, or you can get Super Hot or Super Hot VR for $25 each.
Is it a title? Oh, yeah.
Something's going on here.
Oh, it does look different because I can see already you have Ninja Stars. I'm looking at the screenshots. It uses the Move controllers, and you have Ninja Stars. Oh, I guess I have to get this. That would be fun as hell. Now, that game was fantastic. Super Hot.
That one seems like it would make sense in VR, too, because you don't have to really... You're not moving in real time, per se.
And the graphics are rudimentary, and they would look fine, pixelated, little chunky, rather.
Right. So. It would be all right that you're teleporting around type of stuff.
Is that how it works in that? I don't know. But I think the reviews are pretty good.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, I should check that out then. Maybe I will. Maybe that'll be the next...
Justification. The justification.
Well, I don't think it's the justification, but it'll be my next VR game. It does have an 84 on Metacritic, the VR version.
There you go.
And here's a ad. All right. Is that it for new releases?
Yeah, let's see. Hamster put out Samurai Showdown. Wow, really? They hadn't put out Samurai Showdown yet on the Switch.
They were waiting.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like that would be one of the first Neo Geo games you would put out, but Hamster slow playing it there.
Right. All right, let's move on then to multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and other news and stuff. We already talked about Doomfist. I got the NHL 18 beta.
How is it?
So here's the thing. The big, you know, there's not a lot of changes from year to year in the NHL franchise. This is not like Madden or FIFA where they're making like $1 billion with this game, like literally. So there's usually not a big change from year to year, but this year they're adding in a 3v3 arcade mode.
Mm-hmm. Is that in the beta?
It's in the beta.
Okay.
It's called NHL 3s. I would love to tell you that this is the shit and it's NBA Jam or NHL Open Ice or NHL Hits or any of these fun arcade style games.
Compared to like an NBA Playgrounds.
Or NBA Playgrounds, but it's really just the normal version of the game, 3-on-3, with a sort of annoying announcer. They like, why not just get the NBA Jam guy? Like, what's he up to? a sort of annoying announcer. The gameplay seems basically the same. Like, it's not like the guys have, you know, it doesn't seem like there's super exaggerated checking or anything like that.
Do they have big heads?
They don't have big heads.
Can you play
a big head code?
Can you play as Bill Clinton?
You can, no, as far as I can tell, you cannot do that. They do this thing where sometimes the goals are worth 1 point. Sometimes
that's normal. That's
sometimes
normal.
They're worth 2 points. Sometimes
that's twice
worth
as much.
3 points, and sometimes it's worth 1 point, but the other team loses 1 point. Now, these things just happen randomly. It's not caused, as far as I could tell, by anything that's happening on the ice. It's just all of a sudden, the guy will say, hey, it's double points or whatever, and now it's double points. And it's the first to win to get to 7 wins. I don't know. I was expecting more. I was expecting... like
better,
like
something,
yeah,
good, something good,
like effort. I was expecting like more effort put into it. Instead, it's just, it's like they took the old 3v3 practice mode and just sort of turned it into a game, as you know, compared to making a whole new game. So you can play online, you can play locally, but it's, I don't know. I think I'd rather just play normal 5-on-5 at that point. So that was disappointing. To see, I haven't actually played the normal, you know, the normal mode in that game. I've only played the threes, but I don't know. I was let down. What else we got here?
I played some Infinite Mini Golf, which came out recently. That's the new game by the Zen Pinball guys, but it's not Zen Pinball. It's mini golf. This is a game where there are three course themes. And you can play a tournament, or you can play holes that were made by other people. And it's cute. It's a cute mini golf game. The controls take some getting used to, is my nice way of putting it. You putt the ball by pulling back on the right stick and pushing forward. But the meter moves really fast. So there'll be some holes where you're just shooting it off the whole thing. Like, numerous times, and you'll get like eights, but then there are other holes where you'll just get a hole in one. So it's like it's feast or famine with each hole. I found it's either you're getting a hole in one or like a 12. So I may just need to play around with it a little more, but it looks cool. It has a really nice art style going for it, and the holes are inventive. So Infinite Mini Golf on consoles now.
Sweet.
Yep.
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to that Lucid Sound 20 headset that I know you guys talked about it a couple weeks ago. We got it in like the charity pack thing at the Pactor Party at E3. I finally got around to using it because I wanted to use a headset with the PlayStation 4, and I didn't have a proper one. And this thing works with everything. It works with Xbox, PlayStation, and PC. You just push a button to cycle through which one you're using, and it works great. It's got a battery in there, so it's like powered, so you can get good amplification. I don't know. It's a good headset.
It is a good headset. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to say.
Excellent.
What else?
I've been playing a game that came out last week. Called Yonder, the Cloud Catcher Chronicles.
Of course you have.
Mm-hmm. They had sent over a code for this a few days back. But it's very cute. This is an exploration game where you get shipwrecked on this island.
Sounds appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder why you like it.
Right. It does say shipwreck in the text very early on. It's kind of a Wind Waker style art style, and it's got almost an Animal Crossing type vibe. Animal Crossing, Harvest Moon, kind of that kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
Where you talk to villagers and you get little quests to go chop down trees or bring them rocks, and you craft stuff, and you start up a little farm, and you go get these cute little wild animals and bring them into your farm, and you plant stuff, and Very chill and relaxing game. There's no enemies. It's pretty solid for what it is. I know Mrs. Shipwreck is upset because she can't play it right now, because the downstairs, where I'm recording this, that PS4 is my main one, and the goofy way that PS4 or PlayStation does their accounts, where if you're not the main account, if she's on her account, then she can't play on the secondary PS4. But yeah, it's a cute little game, and I think it's pretty well done for that type of thing. It's not, so far it hasn't become a chore to do this stuff. It's still fun to, like, it's similar to, like, if you're playing Horizon, which I'm also playing right now, and you go and you pick up the different flowers and the things laying down on the ground. It's about that level of stuff that you're going to be picking up. So it's not like you're just constantly, like, having to deal with stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's cool.
How is Horizon going?
Horizon is fantastic. There are so many icons on that that map. Good Lord, so many icons. And I'm, so it took me forever. Like, I cleared out the entire, you've played it, Cheapy, and I know Wombat's played it too, some.
I finished it, man.
Well, I'm sure you did not finish it. Right. I've cleared out the entire right side of the map, like that first area that you kind of start in.
Yeah.
I'm all green on that side.
Impressive.
And so I finally, like, I'm level 22, 23, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally went to the city that they've been talking to me about for 15 hours or 20 hours, however long I've been playing this game.
Okay.
And so I'm over on that side of the map, and that side of the map is enormous. And you get like missions that are like, okay, go talk to this guy. And then he wants you to walk like almost the entire like vertical space on the map to get like a level 12 quest. So there's just, it's a little bit overwhelming to play. Like, I feel like I'm just going to concentrate on little areas and make them all green and then move on to the next little area.
Yeah, you don't have to do it all. Has the story gotten interesting yet?
I thought the story's been interesting the whole time.
Oh, okay. There was a point for me.
Yes.
Where I was like, oh shit, I really want to know what happens. It just took a little while.
I don't know if I've gotten to that point yet or not.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I definitely didn't get to that point. I would say, though, that I do agree with you. I think the two big drawbacks to this game is, you know, yes, there's fast travel, but it, you know, there's a penalty to it.
Not so, really.
I'm not a fan of that. And there's also,
you can get a thing that gets you fast travel for free.
Oh, okay.
And yep. I've constantly had like 20 of those things the entire time I've been playing.
And there's also the not being able to save at any time.
But there's a freaking fire, like, they're all over the map.
I'm always like some, like, in the, it's never a good time. Like, I'm never close to one. That's what I always found like, but I don't know. I've been playing,
if you run like 30 seconds in a direction, you find one of these fires.
If you say so. I've been playing Hitman instead. The complete first season. So
how's that?
That's cool. I was going to say I'm terrible at the game, which may be true. Like, I do load saves a lot. But at the end of the day, I get through it usually with, like, I did a really cool kill on the second scenario where you had to kill some evil lady. And I like how the game goes out of your way to make sure that you know that the people you're assassinating deserve it. Like, right. These people are bad. They want to destroy the world. You got to take them out.
What about all the people you killed to get to them?
I didn't kill anyone.
Okay. I was just wondering if you knew whether they were bad or not.
I only killed the two people that I needed to kill, and then I'm in and out. I got one guy. How did I get the first guy? I don't even remember. I poisoned him, and when he was out on the balcony vomiting, I shot him in the head with my silenced pistol from a distance, and no one saw me. And then I changed my outfit before someone could be like, Was it the busboy? So I'm like, don't ask me. I'm just a security guard. And then I gave the woman the DNA information, and when she went to go throw it into the fireplace, I dropped a can of propane down the chimney. So when it hit the bottom of the fireplace blew up while she was standing in front of it, and that's how she went.
Wow.
And it was pretty cool. You get a trophy for that, for doing that one.
Probably should have bought that for $20.
It was totally worth $20. I mean, it's silly. A lot of it is silly because it's Hitman. You know, it's got some its usual Hitman silliness, a little bit of Hitman jank, but there is that part of me that does want to like go and do the first map again, just guns a-blazing, and see what happens. Because I already did it. I did the first map where I killed the two people I needed to kill. I got in and out. No, I didn't alert anyone. I did it the right way. And then there's that part of me is like, well, maybe I should replay it with start with a machine gun and just shoot everybody and see how that goes.
That's the hook of the game, right?
Yeah, I know, exactly. I'll get like no extra points for doing that, but so what?
Let's take some questions here in our news and stuff. At 8-bit Jer writes in and asks, what are our thoughts on games that start using microtransactions before they even release, such as PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds? I mean, these are just like cosmetic things. So, and it's certainly in that game, it's not overdone. I mean, you just basically are buying loot boxes with clothing in them. I don't have any problem with that. It seems pretty innocuous. I don't know what Fortnite is doing, but that seems to be a little more controversial in terms of people, the community getting upset about it. But I haven't heard anybody complaining about Battlegrounds in that regard. Do you guys have any problem with that, of early access games sticking in DLC or microtransactions?
I don't know.
Great answer.
I don't know.
It doesn't bother me. I mean,
isn't Battlegrounds like not a full price game though?
It's $30.
Okay. So I think it's different. I think it's different because it's a $30 game and not a $60 game. I think there's some leeway there.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At Final Contra writes in to let us know that Titanfall 2 has co-op now. Have any of you played Frontier Defense yet? I know Wombat wanted it months ago.
Yeah, I've been complaining about it since the day the game came out. The fact that the game launched without this mode is still boggles my mind. Like,
I'm always surprised by how much they've supported Titanfall 2.
And really. It's really nice and it's amazing that they keep doing it, but this should have been there on day one.
I haven't checked out any of the stuff that they've added to it, but
I logged into that game not that long ago, but I will check out this co-op mode. I just haven't done it yet. They made an announcement that they're going to add it into EA Access fairly soon. There's part of me that would like them to just do that so I don't have to put the disc in because I'm lazy. So we'll see.
Gotcha. At Sean Nola writes in and asks, what's Wombat playing on his commute these days?
Netflix. Mostly Netflix. I tried to watch Stranger Things, but I just couldn't get into it.
That's not a good thing to watch on the train at all.
It's fine.
No, it's fine. Like an all about ambiance. You need to be home with the lights out, I feel.
I don't know. I found it to be kind of slow. So.
Yeah, you got to watch that at home. Well, we started watching Penny Dreadful.
How's that?
It's all right. Yeah. Timothy Dalton's pretty good in it.
He's pretty good at most things.
I mean, it's a good role for him. Mm. He seems like he was born to play that dude.
Cool.
It's like, you know, Frankenstein and Dracula and all those dudes.
Mm-hmm. All those dudes. See. All those monsters, you know, hanging out doing monster stuff.
Pretty much. Let's see here. Well, here's a Microsoft question from the Prophet Len. We sort of talked about this, but he wants to know if we have any ideas that why we can't pre-order the new Xbox One X. What's Microsoft doing?
They're not making enough.
Do you think they just don't know how many they're going to be able to have out?
Maybe it's the kind of thing that they just want to have on store shelves. Like they want people to walk in the store and go, look at that fancy Xbox.
No, I think you want to pre-sell these things if you can, but if you don't know how many you're going to have available, you can't really do that.
I this week I literally forgot the name of what this device was when I was looking to see if I could pre-order it.
When you said that too, I couldn't remember. When I saw the tweet, I couldn't place it. I'm like, it's called the thing. The Xbox.
You tell it took me a second to come up with it as I was reading the, because he didn't name it in his question. So I was like, the Xbox One X. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it just, this is going to be in short supply, these things. They should be anyway at $500.
I mean, they're still saying that it's because it hasn't put past the regulations, the Consumer Electronics.
FCC?
Yeah.
FEC or FCC?
FCC.
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 It's just too powerful. Is that the issue?
Don't worry that...
We've never had to rate one of these before. This is the most powerful console ever.
We're worried that people are going to hack the Department of Defense with their Xbox One X and control all the missiles.
So. They probably saw the name and were like, haven't we already rated this thing? What is this doing here?
No, that was the One S. Let's see here. Here's a few questions for Shipwreck. I guess we're moving slowly into the CAG bag.
Okay.
At Grim Grinning Guy asks if Shipwreck is getting a new 2DS XL.
No, I'm good with my new 3DS XL.
And your Switch.
Yes.
And which is the new 2DS XL.
I guess. There's so many games to play on the DS.
Yes, right. The DS is a better console than the Switch. It's not a question. It's not an opinion.
You're not buying one, right, Wombat? You're good.
I'm good. I have my standard 2DS. And the problem is, and that I would get something like that. I honestly would, because my 3DS broke, if I could play my games on both consoles. On my son's 2DS and my 3DS.
Sure.
But you can't. If you've bought it digitally, you're screwed. And most of the games I have on it are digital. So, forget it.
Here's a question from @bear1297. He says, ask Shipwreck why the Bengals don't have a bundle theme on PlayStation Network and every other team does.
I actually noticed this. I don't know if it's every other team, but when I was flipping through the PlayStation Store... earlier this week, I saw that these NFL themes had come out. And yeah, I have no idea why they don't have a Bengals one. There's a Browns one.
Well, Browns fans need everything they can get. They deserve
it. They probably have an exclusive deal with Xbox or Nintendo.
These themes were $5 though anyways. It seemed
steep.
It seemed like I was fortunate that I didn't even, wasn't even tempted if there was a Bengals one.
Maybe I'll get that Jets theme so I can be depressed when I turn on my PlayStation 4.
There's nothing going to replace my Pixels theme with Hubert hopping around.
Yeah, it's a tall order.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that one has that, it's got different themes for different seasons in there. It's
got it all.
Great. Yeah.
Does it have Adam Sandler?
No, Adam Sandler. He's too busy hanging out in your neighborhood, right?
Yeah, he's filming something, some other Netflix.
I was gonna say some Netflix garbage.
That's gonna get. Yeah, he's all over. They've been filming all over. I saw today. He was at the local movie theater. I didn't see him, but I saw the movie trucks at a movie theater.
At this point, I think he's just going about his regular life, and they're just filming him, and that turns into an Adam Sandler movie.
Right. He's like, I just need to get all my friends in the movie.
Right. Like, I'm going to visit my friends. Let's go film this. Anybody got any jokes? Nope. Okay, let's just talk.
That's fine.
It's fine.
Quick
my shorts on.
Quick blast from the PC corner. I bought Planet Coaster today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And awesome.
I I started playing it. That is a very well put together game right there.
Yes, it is. And they you bought it because of the DLC content then, right?
Yeah. I actually didn't buy the DLC content yet because I figured, well, let me just see if I like it. Let me spend the $45 first to see if I like it, and then I'll spend the $3 per DLC pack. They came out with Knight Rider, Back to the Future, and the Monsters DLC stuff. So you could add those types of themed rides to your amusement park.
I want to go to the Monsters theme park.
Hell yeah, you do.
I do.
So, I don't know. I mean, I've only started playing in the sandbox mode.
Okay.
It's sort of
Primarily play in the like the campaign mode, but
it's not really a campaign mode, right? Is it?
I mean, it kind of is. Like, you have to get to certain goals. You have to make so much money and have X number of rides. And
do they teach you things in that mode?
Yes.
So that's what I see. I watched a video review of it first, and I must have misunderstood it. I thought they said play the sandbox mode and it's going to teach you things, but it hasn't taught me anything.
Yeah, if you play the campaign, it teaches you stuff because you're going to be completely lost on like how to make proper like queue lines and entrances and exits. And
Yeah. I'm totally screwing that shit up. But it's really well done. Like, it's so colorful. And
you could zoom like way in, and the detail is ridiculous for having that many people on screen.
Yeah. And there's just so much creative freedom you have in designing everything. I mean, you could probably do anything that you can think of in that game.
Yeah, seeing the stuff that other people have made, it's pretty good. And they keep adding stuff to the game too. Like, they're really supporting it.
Yeah. I only played with it today briefly, probably about an hour or so. But yeah, I'll probably just jump into the whatever the challenge mode was called. I forgot. Challenge mode?
That sounds right.
All right. That's enough questions from everybody, I think. I think we could wrap it up. Let Wombat mend his foot.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to go back to work tomorrow, so.
Oh, I didn't know you were home. I would have come and hang out.
Yeah, I've been home for the last 3 days. I can't move. I was literally couch ridden for 3 days.
Oh, that sucks, dude. That's bad. I would have come and watched you.
I was thoroughly depressed yesterday, actually.
Oh, I would have come and cheered you up.
I thought you knew. And just were busy.
I didn't know. Yeah. No, neither one of us knew.
Yeah, I've been home for the last 3 days. I'm going back in tomorrow. I said it to my wife when we were eating dinner. I was like, I'm really excited to go out tomorrow.
No, I mean, I've been incapacitated too. It sucks.
Yeah. Home.
Not recently. But
annoyed. Three doctors, 3 days. Lots of blood.
Sucks.
Seven vials of blood. You know how it is.
I would have carried you to the fried clam place.
That would have been very nice of you. Next time. You could have also just brought me some. That probably would have been easier.
Yeah, it'd be cold and that's oily.
True. Yeah.
All right. Let's remind everybody to follow @GPD, @NewWombat, @Shipwreck on Twitter. Of course, you want to be following @VideoGameDeals and @CagNewDeals, especially if you're looking for one of those SNES classics. That's probably your best bet because it automatically tweets when people post new deals in the CAG video game deals forum. And in case like Thorbon is in the bathroom or something, he might not have it up in that very minute that it goes live. So you definitely want to check out @CAG New Deals. Of course, don't forget to check out those giveaways that I mentioned. The gigantic airship supplies giveaway, the Dreadnought closed beta for PS4, and the G Fuel giveaway. Just Google that. You'll be able to find it. It's good stuff. And, of course, harrys.com/CAG for your free trial set. And I think that's it. We'll see you guys next week.
Preston.
All right, so take it away, Wombat.
Well, you know what I really wanted to talk about mostly this week was, you know, as you are well aware, I was the featured gamer on Xbox.com a week ago.
Yes.
A little over a week ago at this point. And when I initially did the interview, it was my understanding that that meant I would do an interview with Trixie, and it would go on the website, and that would kind of be the end of it.
Right. And when they put you on the website and they put you on the dashboard too.
See, I didn't realize they put you on the dashboard also.
Right. Okay.
And they put me on the dashboard last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to an influx of me getting messages on my Xbox.com account.
Yeah, because I know Tracking, you know, moderator Tracking from CAG is on your friends list.
Yes.
And he's telling me that he's been getting more messages just by being on your friends list.
I know, and I switched my friends list to private because of it.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Because he said that he was getting random messages and friend requests, and yeah.
Yeah. So I set it to private, and I apologize to anyone on my friends list who got too many messages.
All right.
So, you know, it started out, it was kind of cool. And a lot of them, well, I would say the vast majority of the message, because it says, don't forget to say hi to Wombat, or a lot of hi. Like, of the, and I would say at this point, maybe close to 600 messages I got.
Of people just saying hi.
After hi, a lot of it was, because it said my likes and dislikes from what I did in the interview, where people saying, I also really like X, whether it be Burn Notice, Fallout 3, or the Beatles.
Space Bitches. Right.
There was a lot of those. Then there was a couple from, you know, forum members and things like that, like Trotto8, who said, dude, why does your avatar look better than you? Ha ha ha. By the way, I think the CAG cast is hilarious. Good job. That's nice. That's nice. That's
sure, sure.
Digital Disco, he says, you know, love that CAG cast. You know, a handful of ones like that. There's a good amount of those too. So can't complain about that. You know, and the nice ones, you know, they just keep going on. It was Marine Cog Alpha said die. And San Antonio CK said, LOL, you suck. Underrated said, you are a fat piece of shit. Inhurt 2012, the Beatles equal the worst band ever.
Yeah, the worst.
This one is Metal Bar Merrill, your website sucks, mine is better.
What's his? Oh, is that from the editor of Joystick?
Yeah, probably. Six of Chris Nine Kurt. Jr., you are such a cock smoker, and Wombats are retarded. Wombat bats suck more dick than Paris Hilton.
That would be impossible.
Generic Darius, do you have 800 Microsoft points I can have? Lone Wolf AK-47, go fuck yourself, fatty. Golden like urine, douchebag.
He's allowed to have that as a gamer tag?
I guess so. Let's see, wait, Canada, I guess it's supposed to be Canada, I don't know, it's spelled with a K, 100, right. Wow, kid, not impressed. I didn't know I was out to impress him.
What was he supposed to be impressed?
I don't know, it didn't even make sense to me. Coke X King, fuck you, you fat white cracker. Don't file complaints on me, you fat ass redneck.
Redneck. If there's one thing that you're not, is
it's redneck.
A redneck. I mean,
today
those other things may be true. But
game,
you're not a
gamer
redneck.
Tag today, but the O is a zero. Gamer spotlight equals fag.
Is that? See, I had a feeling that that's how they came up with the people.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Untamable X. Wow, you are a loser. And of course, the other question I got asked the most, but I like the way this guy asked it the best, is BlackWolf901 wants to know, how do you get on Gamer Spotlight? But he spelled it HAWDUGATE, GATE,
right.
On Gamer Spotlight, LIET.
Right.
HAWDUGATE on Gamer Spotlight.
Not like that.
Now, I also sent you an audio clip for you to play.
Yes, I have not listened to that. Is this the time in the
this
show
is
where
the
I'm
time
supposed
of the
to
show
play?
Where you're to play the audio clip, because people also sent me voice messages.
Okay, so this is a voice message. Okay, so let me cue that up right now. Here we go.
I'm inclined to ask how you got to be in the Gamer Spotlight, seeing as how your profile is neither entertaining or really worthy of anybody's attention in any way.
Wow.
You fucking know life. You're like 20 and you're still playing Xbox. I just saw you on the fucking dashboard, you fat shit. If you look your fucking avatar, you really are a 4-year-old fucking virgin, motherfucker. I'll beat your ass.
Oh my god.
Hey, look, nigga, fuck you. Fuck your children. Fuck whatever the fuck you host, nigga. Fuck all your shit. And if you ain't got zero for me, nigga, fuck you. Take your McNasty ass back to fucking McNasty. And look, I'm gonna fucking sit on a goddamn porch on the way out my house.
Wow.
Hey, look, it's me. Titanium, remember me? And lithium? Yeah. You know what? You're a faggot. How could you be on the spotlight, dude? You're a fucking fag.
Wow.
You are so much trash that you're trash out of the garbage trash. And it smells like so much poo because you suck at games. Yes, you do. You suck at games. You suck at games. Trash.
Wow. You know, that clip basically just sums up the Xbox Live community right there. Yeah.
Stay classy, Xbox Live.
Right. Oh my God. You know, it went from being funny to like, it's sort of funny when you read them, but when you hear the people say it themselves, that type of stuff, it gets a lot less funny.
It's really scary. Like, my wife really didn't understand it because she was with me. A lot of the messages, and I didn't know this, when you get, you only have a space of 100 messages at a time on Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a new one, whatever's on the bottom gets erased. Obviously, right. I've never had more than 100 messages at one time, so I wouldn't have known this. So mm-hmm. Some of the really bad messages, the not voice messages, but text messages, I didn't even get a chance to, like, cut and paste and save somewhere.
So there were more.
There was a lot more. Most of them, the vast majority, wow, would be, of course, questioning my sexual preference.
It's just disgusting. It's really, I mean, I was laughing, but like, I don't think it's funny anymore. I mean, after listening to like all that shit, I mean, it's really gross. And you never really, you know, most people who get chosen to be the featured gamer, whatever they call it, you know, they're not people who are, you know, doing podcasts or people who can follow up and say, hey, this is what happened after I became Xbox featured gamer. And now we know.
Now you know.
And now you know that you don't want to be the Xbox featured gamer unless you like to receive a lot of insults.
Yeah, it was at first it was kind of funny and kind of cute, but then it got to be really annoying. Honestly, yeah. I played a lot more Wii U Sports Resort and Fat Princess in the last week because whenever I get on my Xbox, I get this influx of messages from people I don't know. A lot of people wanting to be on my friends list also, which is nice, but it's, hey, will you delete someone and add me? I'm like, I'm not going to delete someone.
I don't even know you.
Yeah, I don't know you. You have a gamer score of 30.
Right.
And it's not, I'm not saying you have to have a high gamer score for me to be your friend, but it's obviously you don't play your Xbox often. Why would I delete someone to make you my friend?
Wow.
It was just very strange. And at first I tried to respond to as many people as I can, but it's very slow, so it's kind of hard. And also you have a limited amount of replies you could do in a day.
Did you respond to the guy who
I didn't respond to any of the nasty ones, no. Not the voicemail messages either. I wish I could remember those guys' names, but whatever.
I like the guy that threatened you to report him.
Yeah. Yes, I should report him. Because I am a redneck.
You're a redneck. Wow. Wow. Well, that was very enlightening, Wombat. I don't know what to say. I was very shocked. I was amused at first, but now I'm just disgusted. And, you know, it's like playing a round of Halo, except in your inbox. Wow. Okay, so...
Yeah, and that's, you know, if anything kills online gaming, that's it, people. It's not the games. It's not the technology.
People.
It's the people.
Now that the fact that people don't use mics on PlayStation Network is sounding pretty good. I don't want to hear these people.
It's, you know, if you're gonna play a game online, you gotta play with your friends.
What kind of person would do that? Like, would take the 30 seconds or a minute to leave you a message like that?
I mean, talk
about having no life. I mean. That's pretty bad. Yeah, all right, Wombat.
And send my sincerest apologies to Tracken, as I know he doesn't listen to the show.
I will. He's okay.
Yeah, about
he's
that. Because I do feel really bad for anyone whose friends list got inundated based on my ill-begotten fame.